Okay, so I thought about Daniel's question from last night, from yesterday, which is to clarify the machlokas about whether ksiva is two or three. Right, whether the sheer ksiva is going to be two or three within the Rambam. Right, because again, according to the Rambam, according to the Tanna Kamma, if you write two letters, it's ksiva. According to Rabbi Yossi, that can't be ksiva. Ksiva has to be at least three. So rather, the two is roshem. So the question is, within the machlokas, within ksiva, the machlokas, whether the quantity is two or three. So, what I was saying yesterday is that if you just look at it in a quantitative way, the shear is just a quantity of osi, so two is going to be the quantity. But if you look at it as that it has to reflect the quality of an os, of a teva, I mean, so then three reflects a teva. It's true there are tevas of two, but generically three reflects a teva. Okay, so the question is, if you accept that, Daniel says, could you take the machlokas further? Like, what's that a question of? Okay, quantitative or qualitative? Like, why would you... How could you argue the sides? It just sounds like, okay, it's very nice, quantitative or quality, but what's the svara? So I'm thinking it's like this. Right, Daniel, that's your question, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm thinking that maybe it's a good question. That the idea, the question is what is the product in Kosev? You could say os, and os is the product, osios. So that's one way to look. Osios. The product of Kosev is Osios. That's the product. So if that's the case, then once you have two Osios, two is going to be the quantity. Because an Os is really the product. Now you need a Chashir Chashuva, so you have two of them. But you could say that Osios per se is not really significant. Okay? Because what are Osios? Of what value are Osios per se? But Osios are... The value in Osios lies in the fact that they make up words. It is osios. Definitely, no one holds you have to write words. You have to write it's osios. But it's osios bitoras word builders. You know what I mean? Like that is the idea why osios is productive. So it's true you don't have to build a word, you just do osios. But osios are defined, osios shel tevos, so to speak. And the way that that's manifest halachically is that the shiur of the osios is the shear which reflects a teva, which reflects a word. It is namely three. Whereas the Tanna Kamma holds that the productivity is in osios themselves, per se. An os is an entity, it makes a sound. So that itself is a product. So then, if the os itself is a product, so then you say that the shear is just going to be two osios, like all other malachas. So it's a pretty significant question. Pretty significant question, because I guess they were bothered by similar things that were bothering us. Like, if our whole idea of like an os, so you say, what kind of idea is an os? And no, I understand words, but what's an os? So that's the question. Is the answer, look, an os is the most basic unit, that's it. An os is, that's the productivity. Or you say, no, an os is because os is the elements of a word. But if that's the case, it's os petoras, an element of a word. So the shear is going to be nikva. If you had the shear, wouldn't reflect the quality of word, then it wouldn't really be the proper shear for this productivity of osios petoras word builders. But if you say it's just an idea of osios, so then that's it. Osios is why should you have more than two? Two is the minimal shear, like you always have, and there's more than just more than one. That would be the shear. That's the quantity. So that's a svara. Like it's taking the just a quantity quality, but it's a real question in Kosev. If it's os petos word builder, the shear has to be more than just osios, the minimum amount of osios. But it has to point to a greater, you know, structure of a word. And three is where you already have like a structure. You could have a word with two, it's true. But three already points to the idea of a word. It's still totally on that thing, which I'm not so sure about, but it's totally on that. I don't see how to say without that. No. It's a chiddush. Rabbi Yossi is making a chiddush here because you have like the entity of the product is osios, yet he's saying is that it's osios betorah something greater. So it's like a funny, it's a chiddush. He's saying is he knows obviously it's osios. No one held words. But he held, how could it be an os? What's an os? So he knows an os must be betorah, a component of a word, and therefore the shear has to be more than just the shear if it were osios per se. So it's unique. You're not going to find it in other malachos. Maybe it will, but it's, I mean, this is a question in Kosev. It's because of his understanding of the quality you have to create is an os, but it has to be the nature of an os is as a component of a greater entity. So now let's turn our attention now to Rashi. I think that's a good idea, Rashi. Okay, so Rashi learns that the machlokas is. So Rashi learns, similar way Rashi's learning is what is the av? There's no two avos. That's first of all. Rambam is making this chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Rabbi Yossi holds there's a 40 malachos, or I don't know, two avos here. Rashi doesn't give any inkling that's the case, and Rashi learns, simple way to learn him is that the malacha here is not kosev, but it's roshem. Not kosev, but roshem. And that's machlokas. What is the malacha? Kosev or roshem. What's the nafkamina? Then you really have the Rambam's question, what's the nafkamina? Right, what is it? Who cares what you call it? So he says, the nafkamina is very simple. It's if you write simanim. If you write triangles, let's say, two triangles. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you're going to be chayiv because it's roshem. Roshem is just defining the entity. Remember, that's the idea of roshem. Roshem is really defining the entity, qualifying the entity of the pillar. So you don't need a sophisticated ksav as long as it's sufficient to define the entity. but Rabbi Yossi, Tanakama, who holds that the malacha is kosev, which means creating an entity of ksav, so then triangles is not an entity of ksav, it's just random marks. So then you really have to have an entity of ksav, which is osios. So that's a big nafkamina. The question is this is a question we raised, like, what did they have in the middle? Like, what's the machlokas tallying in, first of all? Like, how do you decide this? I mean, they're just two different ideas, the malacha. And what they have in the Mishkan? I mean, Rabbi Yossi's argument is, well, in the Mishkan, this is what they did. And what did the Chalm argue back? No, in the Mishkan, this is like, what's the, and that's what I said, someone, I think it's Be'alach or Mishnah Berurah, said that the Machlokas is what they did in the Mishkan. Which is very difficult, I think. What did they do in the Mishkan, in these Krashim? That's a question. So what did they do? So you could say, I mean, they want to learn that, I think that was Mishnah Berurah wanted to say that, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's what they did. They made marks. But I know, I don't think that's true. If you look carefully at Rashi, he never says that. I mean, he doesn't say that. He says, if you look, I mean, he says, Mishem Rosh, Simen, shall you osim akrashi amishkan. He doesn't say what the Simen was. He's talking about, I mean, the Mishnah is saying, lo chivu shte osios elo mishem roshem. To osios yichayev mishem fukas roshem. Simen shall you osim akrashi amishkan, nation of fire, right? So they made these osios as Simen, as a Simen. But he still could say that they actually wrote letters. Could say they actually wrote letters. It doesn't say they didn't write letters. It just says, he's just saying, as the chiddush is, if it's roshim, then even if you don't write letters, even if you write triangles. And there's a Rashi on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. It says, where it lists the Lamatas Malachos. It says, Kosev, three lines from the bottom. It says, Kosev Umochek. The Kamon Mefarish Lamai Mibayle Lamishkan. Shekin Roshman al Kroshe HaMishkan Leda Eza Benzuga. Right? Like, that's our thing. They Roshim on the Mishkan, the Kroshe Mishkan, to know which is the pair, partner. The Kosev Os Bezu Vos Bezu. And they wrote a letter here and a letter there. So, I mean, Rashi here is saying, and he's referencing Rabbi Yossi's statement. Right? He's referencing Rabbi Yossi's statement, Shekin Roshman al Kroshe HaMishkan. Who says that? That's Rabbi Yossi who's talking. And he's saying, and Rashi says, they wrote a letter here and a letter there. So that's the way the Rambam definitely learns what they did, but that's the way Rashi's learning that's what they did. So even within Rabbi Yossi, it sounds like he's learning that they actually did osios. They did osios. So then you have a little bit of a funny thing, because now what's the machlokas? So what's Rabbi Yossi's argument? How does he know that you're going to be chayev for making triangles or whatever if the Mishkan, they did osios? And what's the machlokas now? Like now at least we have, it would seem to be now at least we have a simple fact. Everyone agrees in the Mishkan this is what they did. Aleph here and an Aleph there, let's say, or whatever. Aleph here and a Bays there, whatever, however they did it, you know. The question is, what malacha is there now? What malacha is nikvah based upon the Mishkan? Is the malacha of Roshem nikvas? Or is the malacha of Kosev? Or is the malacha of Kosev? What is the malacha, the av malacha, which he learned from the Mishkan. Right, that's the machlokas. So the question is, what could you give a svar for that? Okay, good. I'm going to elaborate on what Yehuda said. It's good. The question is that how do you define the malacha? Like in the Mishkan, they definitely did letters on beams. And it's kind of, it's a little tricky because what were they trying to do in the Mishkan? They were trying to demarcate the beams, to label the beams. That's what they were trying to do. Right? That so to speak, sounds like Rabbi Yossi's, like Roshan. That's what they were trying to do. But how did they do it? Through Ksav. They didn't do it through triangles, they did it through Ksav. That was the choice of demarcation. They used the sophisticated entity called Ksav, called Osios, in order to do it. Okay, in order to do it. So they actually created letters. They actually created letters. And I think that could actually explain that Lashon, which says, that funny Lashon is, Lo hayuchai elochi v'shem shes el mishem roshem, shekach kosven, is it Roshim or is it Kosim? It should have said, and this is the Rambam's Gersa, but it should have said, Lo Yichayv Elam Yishim Roshim, Shekach Roshmin Al Krashi HaMishkan. Why does it say Shekach Kosvin? If his whole argument is that it's Roshim. But that's exactly, it's good, why? Because they definitely Kosvin, they wrote letters. But what were they doing? They were trying to be Roshim, to mark, to denote, to label the beams. So Rabbi Yossi holds that the Melacha is Kavua, not based upon what the form of the thing is, but what they were trying to accomplish. What was the product? What was the person who was doing it trying to do? What were they accomplishing? So you define the kovei of the malacha based upon their objective in the Mishkan. The objective in the Mishkan was to demark, to denote the entities, namely Roshem. But Rabbi Yehuda Chacham and the Tanakhama learned that the malacha is kavua, not based upon what their objective was, but based upon the form of the action itself. And the form of the action itself is they were basically writing letters on beams. So what's the difference between letters on beams or letters on paper? The point is you're writing letters. So once you're writing letters, that's ksav, and that's kosev. So the malacha is kavua based upon the product itself, and then the Mishkan. Not based upon what they were trying to accomplish, but what, in fact, there is, bottom line, there's a product of Osios. Okay, so that's the question. How do, when you borrow from Mishkan, do you model it based upon the objective of that they were trying to accomplish vis-a-vis the Mishkan? In which case, they were not trying to create an entity of Ksav. They weren't trying to create like a Megillah or something which people would be able to read and think about ideas. They were just trying to market the builders. Or do you look at what was the Tzura Samalacha that they did in the Mishkan? And in Tzura, that is writing words. It's writing letters. Aleph, 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 Beis. What's the difference? If you write on a piece of paper, you write it on a pillar. In theory, on a pillar, you could write a whole long thing. Right, like you can write a little letter on a pillar, or what was that, rock? They call it calligraphy. I mean, you can write on anything. There's no, it all has to be on paper to write ksav. So they basically wrote ksav on pillars. But the reason why they were writing it is because of Roshim. But bottom line is they were writing ksav. They're writing ksav. Right, when you borrow from the Mishkan and you say Malachas learned that from the Mishkan, do you learn it from the Tzuras HaMaisa that they did in the Mishkan? The Tzuras HaMaisa was Tzuras HaMaisa of Kosev. Or do you look at it by like the activity and the product that they were engaged in? And the activity they were engaged in was really the activity of Roshim, although it turns out it produced a Osios. But with the essence of what they were doing was really was Roshim. It's just that they used Ksav to do it. The question is this the same question of like let's say in according to the Rambam we were asking, let's say I write a word and I'm trying to label a pillar. Or let's say I write a symbol, or I don't know, I don't know how you create it. Let's say you go by in general, do you go by what the guy intends or by the physical form of the thing? But I don't think, like for instance the Rambam was saying it's two letters or three letters, and I don't think you go by what he's trying to do, but you go by the objective that's objectified. But that's true, it's definitely, I'd say, it's definitely going to be objectified in halacha. Halacha has to be an objectified system, and if you're writing letters, you're writing letters. Letters are letters. Letters are letters. And that's what it is. But that's in halacha, is objectified. But the question is, here you're learning from the Mishkan. So if you're learning from the Mishkan, which is the underlying, it's not halacha, that's the productivity. Do you say, look, it works like halacha? Well, objectively, what was it? Objectively, there's ksav, there's letters, and that's the ksiva. Or do you say that it's true in halacha, it has to take on objective tzura, but here you're learning from Mishkan, which is the model of the productivity. In the world of productivity, what they were really doing was they were doing roshim. The convenient way to do roshim was through ksav, but that's not what they were really engaged in. But you could say, look, you were using this to be koveya the halacha, and halacha is an objectified system. And objectified system, you don't go into what the guy was trying to do. You look, what did he do? He used the entity of ksav in order to be his demarcation. So that's kosev. That's writing ksav. But Tanakama is going to argue, look, where do you see that they never wrote simanim? They never wrote this triangles in the Mishkan. Triangles is a lower level of productivity. It's a defining an entity without ksav. Where they do that? They didn't do it in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they only use ksav. That's what they did. They did kosev. Now, that was what they were trying to accomplish. That's very nice. But bottom line is, they didn't do what you're saying in the Mishkan. So that might have been their intent. They could have done it, whatever. But that's not what they did in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they did kosev. So their objective in terms of productivity was Roshim, who cares? But bottom line is, that's what they did. They were writing. You could ask, is that you're telling me the whole malacha is roshim, so let's say I'm not marking a pillar. Let's say I just write on a piece of paper. Alright, I write a letter. Mm-hmm. Right, I write notes. So what's the roshim? It's kosei v'sem v'krei anti v'ksav. So how's Rabbi Yossi going to interpret that? What am I doing?
Unless you connect.
I think it's simple. I think it's you have a blank piece of paper, and after you write a letter on it, it's called a letter. As you're defining the entity of the piece of paper as being a ksav holder.
That's if you're defining a letter, right?
Yeah, that sounds like you're talking about...
No, you are. You're defining it as from blank pieces of pages to my notes. These are notes. These aren't paper.
Sounds like already...
It's notes, which happen to be on paper, but it's a different type of an entity. The quality goes from being blank paper to paper which contains information. It's you're giving it, you're making it into a new entity, making it into notes. You call them notes. What am I creating? I'm creating notes. What is notes? Notes is paper with lettering on it. Yeah, or do you say I'm creating an abstract entity of ksav? That's what you say kosev. It means what's my product? The words themselves. But the other way is it's not the words themselves, it's the notes. What's the product? You've created notes. You've created a letter. You've created a book. You've created that's what is a book or what is notes? Notes is paper with ideas on it. But it's a form of paper. Or do you say is that the entity is an abstract entity called osio, it's called ksav. I'm creating an entity called ksav, this abstract floating entity of ink. And there's two different ways of looking at it. As an roshim, you could define it as being pillar number one, or you could define it as being pillar which holds Rosetta Stone. You go to the pillar which holds notes, so you could define it as notes. It's essentially giving properties to the thing. Now, but the property could be either saying what pillar this is, or it could be a property which contains objective, a pillar which contains objective information about the world. But either way, it's just a property giving this pillar a certain property. It could be an objective holder of universal information, or it could be a pillar which has an identity of a number or whatever through this, through the mark on it. But it's a property in the thing. That's Roshim. Roshim means it's you're qualifying an entity. But in Ksav is a Chiddush. I mean, Kosev is a Chiddush. That is actually an entity in Malacha. I mean, they're two different ways. But I'll say that they never did that. They didn't do that in the Mishkan. That's everybody else's argument. They didn't do that. It happens to be they used the Osios, but they were not creating an abstract entity called Ksav. They weren't doing that. They were defining a pillar. They were defining the pillar. They weren't creating an abstract entity of Ksav. But Tanakhama said, yeah, but how did they do that? They did it through Ksav. So they were writing ksav. So in an objective tzura, they were creating ksav. That wasn't what they were trying to do, but if you have to interpret it halachically, that's what they were doing. They were writing letters. If they wrote triangles, then that would be fine. That would be roshim. They didn't write triangles. They used letters.
Based on that, it sounds like they're linked. It sounds like kosev and roshim are...
But there's only one malacha. There's one malacha. You call it what you want. There's one malacha. The question is, what's the malacha? And there's an afkaminas.
Yeah, meaning, what was it?
According to the first...
Roshim as a toiletta of...
the Rambam?
Yeah, in his
halacha. Oh, in the An, it's a different Roshim. Forget about that.
Oh, that's not
nothing to do with this. No, the Rambam learns Roshim and An to Kosev are two different Avos.
Two different Avos.
According to Rabbi Yossi.
How does that go with the Mishnah?
And we have to do it with the Rambam in a second.
I mean, they could be linked. I mean, like, one might see Roshim as the progenitor of Ksiva, and one might view Ksiva as, yes, Roshim came first, but Ksiva is a conceptually chashuv thing. It's a new entity.
You could do whatever you want in abstract, but there's no indication of anything of two things. I was like, we hold kosev. We don't have any indication of Roshim. There's no halacha of Roshim. You can't just do Simon.
No, it's a part of Ksiva. We're not allowed to...
Right, make marks? That's not true. You can make marks. You make triangles. You make triangles, you do whatever you want. I mean, I made the other one, and you can't, but there's no halacha like that.
Roshim, you can't even make Right?
Well, if you hold Roshim, then of course you can't make Morris, but there's no Kosev. Where do you see that he holds it? There's a super added idea of Kosev. I mean, we'll see. There's going to be enough Kamina which will show that there is none, really. I mean, later on we'll get something. But, I mean, that's Roshim. I mean, unless you have to show me proof that he holds that there's a recognition of Kosev within, under Roshim. I mean, if you show me it, you show me it, but I don't, you know.
Tanakama seemingly forces that.
Well, Tanakama holds Kosev. They don't. They definitely don't hold by Roshim.
Meaning, they there definitely was no Ksiva. That's my general principle. There was no Ksiva that happened that day.
Well, it says. There is. I'll show you where. I'll show you. Rabbi Yossi himself. Shekach Kosvin al Kroshe HaMishkan. It's a bad way to use it. Wouldn't you think that would be a very bad way, according to you, to describe what they did?
Exactly. Meaning that Roshi must implicitly, in some way, be Ksiva, according to everyone.
Even if you write triangles?
Yeah.
How is that Ksiva?
It's a good question, but I think that's the way you
okay,
have to take
so
it.
Okay, so after you work out the sugya, come back to me, okay? Let's go to the Rambam. So the Rambam, the big caution now is the Rambam's almost, you could almost say the same thing, or the same type of thing. The problem with the Rambam is, let's say the same thing in the Rambam. Let's try it and we'll see where it falls short. So again, the question is in the Mishkan, this is what they did. They wrote these letters. They wrote letters for the purposes of Rishima. So the Satana Kama says that they wrote letters. So that's Kosev. So they didn't have any Roshim in the Mishkan. And Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, but they were doing Roshim. They were demarcating. So therefore it's Roshim. Malacha Roshim. That's the Malacha Roshim.
But where did he get Ksiva?
Yeah, that's the question. Where does the Rambam get Ksiva from then? If that's what they did in the Mishkan, and that's his argument that that's Roshim, then where did the Rambam get two Avos? Do you have another story that they used to do something else in the Mishkan? It doesn't seem so. So where did the Rambam come up with two Malachas? I mean, that's why the Rambam's a Chiddush. I mean, they didn't do two things. According to the Rambam, what's Kosev? Writing three letters, it would seem, right? Did they ever write three letters in the Mishkan?
No.
It seems they didn't do that. So it's all together, it's difficult. Yesota. So that's the problem. Where's he getting it from? So you can almost learn the same thing, but then you get stuck. It's a problem anyways in the Rambam. We noticed this problem when we first did the Rambam. Where does he get Kosev from? Let me elaborate on what David's saying, but I think the point is that the Rambam is saying Rabbi Yossi is based upon this exact dilemma. Because he'll ask, what did they do in the Mishkan? That was the way Rashi does the Machlokas. What did they do? Were they doing Roshim or were they doing Kosev? Because in like their intent, so to speak, was to do Roshim. But the Maisa that they were doing was a Maisa of Kosev. So the Rambam's going to say, so therefore they're really both Malachas in the Mishkan. They're both in there because in the Mishkan they were doing both. They were since they're it's a chiddush that he could do this, but he's saying that since they were involved in was being roshim, and therefore Rabbi Yossi holds that's koveya roshim as a tzuras malacha. But the way in which they accomplished their roshim was through ksav, was through kosev. So therefore kosev is also a malacha. So there's two malachas now. The question is, but the Rambam knows, so what's the Toelas? So there has to be, if you want to set up two Malachos in this thing, so now, what's the objectified Surah, what's the difference between the two objectively? So objectively, he holds that there is a difference, because when you're Koveya the Surah of Kosev, it's Nikva based upon the Shir of Shalosh. But the Surah of Roshim is based on the Shir of Two. And the question is what we said before, is because we were saying before that the Shir of Three is because three, the Kosev has to reflect Osios. It has to reflect the word. It has to reflect the word. So that has to be a word. But the problem is in the Mishkan they didn't do that. So if that, the three before wasn't just the Shir, it was pointing to the very idea of letters as word builders. But and that was his idea of three. But if that's the case, then they didn't do that in the Mishkan.
Yeah, they had no concept of Ksiva whatsoever.
That's good. Maybe like this. That. And the Mishkan they did is they had a long line of 20 pillars. And they wrote Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hev, all the way up to Chaf. Right? The Rambam tells you the whole story, right? So if a person would do that on Shabbos, okay, so according to everybody, Rav Yossi, Chacham, I think it would just be Kosev. Because it's one long continuous writing. Right? It's one long continuous writing. Right? It would seem. It's more than three letters. It's one long continuous writing. It would have to be like you have to stop and then write two letters separately. You know what I mean? But if you're writing on one long line, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hev, you know, presumably, even Rabbi Yossi would say that's the skosev, halachically, an hour halacha. You know, because you're writing a long, long thing. But so if you ask what were they doing in Tzura, what were they doing? They were doing kosev. But what were they trying to do? What were they trying to accomplish? They were trying to accomplish Roshem. That was what they were trying to do, because they were trying to demarcate the pillars. So the Tanakhama says that you define the thing based upon the Tzura, like halachically, what were they doing? Because this is to be koveying the halacha, just like in Rashi. Koveying the halacha based on what they did kosev. But according to Rabbi Yossi, he says, but since they were, it's true they were doing kosev, but the objective in the Mishkan is Roshem. And since we're koveya the malacha based upon the Mishkan, in the Mishkan, it's true the form that they did was kosev, but they were accomplishing Roshem. So it's true they never did a tsuras Roshem, because it was part of a longer thing. But the productivity of Roshem was present in the Mishkan. So since it was in the Mishkan, you had the productivity of Roshem and the tsura of kosev, he holds that that's koveya two malachas. Or is that both, he's learning both the productivity. Like that was the question. It's like the Rashi was learning what's koveya the malacha, the productivity or the tsuras malacha. The Rambam is learning that Rabbi Yossi holds both of them are koveya. They could both be koveya. So since they were doing the tsura of kosev, it's malachas kosev. They were doing the productivity of roshem, it's malachas roshem. He holds both of them. Whereas the Tanakhama holds no, you just have to go by the productivity. So the machlokes in Rashi and Rashi and the Rambam is that according to Rabbi Yossi, definitely you recognize that in the Mishkan, the productivity that they were involved in could be koveya malacha. The question is that in addition to the tzura or instead of the tzura? Maybe just to give it a little bit more sense, is that, because Rabbi Yossi Chaim is asking, is where do you have a malacha where you have two different things, and they're saying you go by both. So the thing is like this. This is, I think, maybe one of Rabbi Shira and then Malacha helps out for this. Because he said is the way it works is that Malacha predated Mishkan. Malachas existed. It's a phenomenon of man. A man does Malachas. And there are categories of human Malacha. And it's not pshat that Malacha was invented in the Mishkan. Malacha exists. It's a human phenomenon. But it's like though, there's a Halacha, though, the Xeris HaKasav is that Mishkan is Malacha. That exists, the Psukim together teaches you that it's like the malacha becomes limited by Mishkan. And the only malachas which are, so to speak, you know, endorsed as being lamites malachas, or as being a halachic malacha, is if they happen to be, these things which man did, happen to be found in the Mishkan. So again, in other words, the malachas predated Mishkan. There are all these classes of malachas. And in those classes, there was kosev and there was roshim, and they did their malachas. Now you just have to look, was it in the Mishkan? If it was in the Mishkan, check. You know, so Rabbi Yossi is going to say, what's the difference if it was in the Mishkan in Surah or in productivity? In other words, either way, it's enough to give it a check. You know what I mean? There's an upshot like that is what set up Malacha. If that's what set up Malacha, which one is it? What were they doing? How do you look at it? But it's like, really, they both existed, and they both do exist in the world of man. The only thing is using Mishkan now to endorse it. So he holds that if you could endorse it from Mishkan, whether it's from this element or from that element or from both, they're both equal to endorse it as being a legitimate Malacha. You know what I mean? So it's a little easier because of the way Mishkan's involved. It's not pshat that is, these only productivities are what Mishkan did. Not because they're both productive, they are two categories of productivity. The question is you could only select ones which were in the Mishkan. So this was in the Mishkan, they're both in the Mishkan. In different ways, but they're both in the Mishkan. The Rambam's case where he says you're going to have Kosev and Roshem, you know, when you write something and then you write two letters, I would say, is it's not in the same place, it's in a different place. Because in the same place, then it's one continuous kosev. But it means in different locations, so there's no tzirif between the two. Because if they are mitzirif, then what makes it do? But it says in two different places. Which is, maybe that's what they were learning. Remember the Koran Asanel and the Ben Aryeh?
Right.
Were learning it's one's on a pillar, one's on, you know, so they have to be in different places. I mean, I don't know exactly like them, but you see they're also learning it's a different place. You know?